Welcome to episode
16.
It's been a long time, Stoby.
It's nearly 2 months since the last
one. 2 months. We'll call it an official, unofficial break. We're back.
It was the summer holidays.
Yeah, which are still going, but you know, here we are. Might not be by the time this goes out, right?
Not for much longer anyway, no.
I don't even know what that means anymore, holidays. What does that mean? Stay at home. Oh wait, we're doing that already.
Yeah. It is. It's kind of like stay at home, but don't go on your computer as much.
Yes, but that's not happening.
No.
It's not happening.
Oh, so what a couple of months it's been, though.
It's been mad, isn't it? I mean, it's not been fun, let's face it. It's obviously for people who have first-hand or, you know, even second-hand experience with the Rona, not good times.
No.
You know, people are dying and bad things are happening. But, you know, there's some level of normality starting to come back now. The new normal, as they keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, folk, for the most part, I think, are adhering to the rules. Masks are being worn. Folk are starting to get it, I think, and I've been shopping, I've been out of the shops, and it's been a not unpleasant experience. I've actually enjoyed being out and talking to people who don't live in my house.
Yeah, and Scotland has recorded, as of yesterday, which was Sunday the 26th, recorded 10 days on the trot without any COVID-19 deaths.
Touch wood.
So far...
No, we're doing fab.
Yeah, we are. Scotland are doing really well at the moment for this. And as a result, we've been able to, like you say, open up shops again, and the pubs have been opened up as well. So we're starting to get into this new normal, as you say.
Yeah, we've just got, I think that the clue here is to not be complacent and not get cocky, because it's still out there. And we have to be cautious, and I'm not going to say stay alert, because that was ridiculous. But the whole idea of just keep on it and keep doing what you're doing, folks, because we're getting there and we will get there. And actually, I was in a pub the other day there, and it worked. You know, the distancing, it felt a bit odd. I'm not going to lie, after 4 months of not being out, it was a bit strange, but it felt good to be out, and there was good banter with the bar staff. It was fun. And it was just nice to get a pint and not have to clean the glass. So the whole eating out thing, you don't have to clean the plate afterwards.
Yeah, well, no, and it's funny, like you're saying, just how things are a bit different now and what we've gotten used to. So my wife works in a supermarket, and they've been limiting the numbers right down during lockdown, during the outbreak. And they've doubled their numbers that they're allowing in the shop now, because people are wearing masks and people are more aware. So they've doubled the number. And she says it feels so busy.
I bet.
But the thing is, it's only a small number compared to how many could have been in at any one time before.
Oh, yeah. And actually, if you compare it to what it was before, it probably isn't busy, but things just feel busy now.
Yeah, that's it. We've changed. We have changed in the last 4 months. And we've gotten used to a new way.
Absolutely. And I think from the shop's point of view as well, you know, all these little independent shops have now reopened. Don't forget them, folks. Like, they have battled to be where they are just now and to keep going. And, you know, they need our support. Of all the times we've talked about use it or lose it, we're now in a critical stage of that. If you can't sit there and whine about the town centre dying when you're sitting buying stuff on Amazon, that ain't cricket. You have to get in the town and you have to buy stuff. It's not someone else's job. It's your job. You know, we're all a part of this. And if we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem.
Yeah. And as you've said before in previous episodes, when you're shopping local, you can go and you can see the item. You can see how it looks. You're not just looking at an image of it.
Yeah. And actually the service as well. I was just talking to a friend of mine who's bought a device. There's a slight fault with it. It's not an essential fault. However, the local business has turned around and went, bring it back, we'll give you a new one. No hesitation, no nothing. Yeah. And that's local. That's local service, because those people can see you face to face and they care.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike buying online, who they don't care. It's a faceless enterprise. So there's definitely a case for going out there. And especially now when you've probably, you know, been alone or with your family in the house, go and speak to someone else, make it local shops, support them.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of supporting local businesses, see what I've done here. Huh?
Uh-huh.
So we were joined by Lynn Martin from Elevator UK for this week's interview. And Ian, you know a lot more about Elevator, so I'll let you lead in with the introduction.
Well, thanks. No pressure there. So Elevator put on a course called the Accelerator, and it is basically there to help creative businesses to understand their business a bit better, understand their clients, but also move them forward. So you might be sitting there making jewelry or, you know, making videos or photographs or whatever it is that you do and you're thinking this could be a business, they can help to drive that forward and to help you understand your business and how you can make it a legit business. They can help you to take an existing business and move it forward, like my own business went through that journey. And it's come out the other side much stronger as a result. So Lynn actually is the manager for this course, and we caught up with her in our virtual studio, where she talks a good bit about what the course is about. Critically, of course, who it's for.
Yep.
It could be for you. Let's hear what Lynn had to say.
So we are joined in the virtual studio today by Lynn Martin, who is the Creative Accelerator Manager at Elevator. So Lynn, hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad. I am obviously working from home at the moment. And that's got all the joys that brings with it. So it's all good. Yeah.
Are you parked at your dining table like the rest of us, huddled over a laptop?
No, you know what? I have a space. I went to the office and I picked up a desk and a nice chair that spins around. And I've got my plants on my desk and I've got big posters up in front of me with to-do lists on them. I feel more organized than I have in a long time, actually. So it's not too bad. Yeah.
It's amazing the difference like a designated space can make to like productivity and just generally enjoying your work.
Yeah, we don't have, like, we've got a clear desk policy at work. And yeah, I've got lots of plants and a couple of little desk toys, and I've totally made it my own, and it feels really nice, actually. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, very
what,
much.
What the hell's a clear desk? If you saw a picture of mine, you'd have kittens.
So just jumping right into it then. So tell us about Elevator first. Tell us what that is.
So Elevator UK is a business support organisation that has three different arms to the business. But basically what we do is we help entrepreneurs make the best of themselves and achieve their goals. And we do that in three different ways. So we have property all the way from Forest down to Perth that we lease out. We have the Business Gateway contract for Aberdeen, City, Shire and Tayside. And the third arm of the business is, in my opinion, the most exciting one, because that's the one I work in, which is programs and events. And we run programs like the Accelerator that I run, and my colleagues also run other accelerators across Scotland, to help people really make the most of their businesses and their business ideas.
Perfect. And Ian, you've got a lot of experience with Elevator as well, don't you?
Yeah, so I was actually part of the first cohort, the very first Creative Accelerator course, which was absolutely fantastic and totally transformed my business for sure. So, you know, you come out of it with a whole different perspective on your business and how it works. And actually, it helps you take you from maybe just toying with something to business, move on. And confidence, I think. I mean, Lennon, you and I talked about this before. Now, yeah. I've actually returned to other courses as well to talk about my experience and the fact that I think imposter syndrome hits a lot of people in small business, where you're waiting for that tap on the shoulder to say, hey, shouldn't you be working for someone else, doing something a wee bit less important because you're not good enough. And I think everyone has that little voice in their head that says that. And for me, the Creative Accelerator helped to suppress that attitude don't get me wrong, it's cropped back up a couple of times. It always comes back, but it helps you to suppress it and get back on the go again. So for me personally, the Creative Accelerator was a really important part of my business growth.
Oh, that is so beautiful to hear, Ian. Thank you for that. It's so good, because I think when people hear Business Accelerator or even Creative Accelerator course, it can be a little bit off-putting potentially, because there's a perception that people who are in business don't understand creatives and creative motivations.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I think one of the main thing about the Creative Accelerator program is, yeah, sure, it's 12 weeks and it's super intense and it gives you lots of tools to help you work on your business. But it's more than just kind of show up and learn about how to do business modeling or accountancy or, you know, digital marketing. It's so much more than that. It's a community that we've created.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, totally agree with that. Over that 12 weeks, you know, it's a really intense period of time. Everyone's learning and growing and changing, and you're all doing it together. And I know you've made some really great relationships from the course as well. That's good.
Absolutely. I've literally just moved into new offices with one of my cohort friends, Kat. So from joining a course to learn about certain things, it's actually turned into a Well, I mean, we basically bounce off each other. You know, it's one of these things that if I've got an idea and wonder if it'll work or whatever, there's someone to talk to. There's someone to bounce ideas off. And as a sole trader, I think it's really easy to get stuck in that rut of double guessing yourself because there's no one to talk to. You don't have staff. You don't have, you know, folk that you can bounce these ideas off and say, right, is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? I mean, you can ask your mum, but of course she'll say, yes, it's a great idea. So, you know, it's really good to have someone that's really quite pragmatic about things and say, Ian, that's rubbish. And you'd be like, right, do you know what? I kind of thought that, but you've confirmed it. That's fine. And it's the same the other way around as well. So from that point of view, it's really helped me. I mean, when you're talking about understanding and all that sort of stuff, I almost never applied for the course because I didn't think it was for me.
Right. Okay. What was
so that? Well, I don't know. Again, it's that imposter syndrome. You know, that sort of kicked in and went, oh, that can't be for me. I'm just a insert whatever here.
Yep.
You know, so it's really important, I think, to tell the listeners as well at this point that, you know, if you run any sort of creative business, and whether you see it as a business or not, if you're making money at it, this could be the course for you to make it just that wee bit better and push it forward.
Oh, Ian, you're such a good spokesperson.
Oh, I know. Oh, shucks.
It is that, though, the imposter syndrome thing. I wrote a blog about it in February, and it's something that I think it dogs the creative industries more than others because you're putting something of yourself out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Like if you have a creative practice and whether or not you're doing that business to business or business to customer, you know, you're putting a little bit of yourself on the line every time you make a piece of work. And it can be really difficult to kind of push forward from, well, I make stuff and it's nice, but, you know, who else wants to see it? To actually, this is something that I can really make a go of. And the course, it does give you confidence. But again, I'm going to go back to that community thing. We do have we do kind of confidence building sessions with you, but it's not just that gives you the confidence. It's the understanding that you are not alone. And you said it yourself, you know, if you're a sole trader, you've only got yourself up in your own head to speak to over the 12 weeks with the Creative Accelerator. And then after, because you then join the community, you've got all of these brilliant connections and critical friends, people who will say that idea is brilliant and this is what you need to work on, or that idea is not so great, maybe park that one. You know, it's that's the thing that gives you confidence and helps you move forward with it. It's the community around it, as well as just having a few more tools in your back pocket to help you out with your business as well, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, having worked with Ian now for a while, he does refer back to the elevator course quite a lot and the people that he's met along the way. And he's always trying to sell it to me, even though I've got nothing to actually come along to the course with. So aside from the confidence building and the connections, what else does the course entail?
So it's, I can give you my full on pitch for it.
Go for it.
And over the course of 12 weeks, we give you a toolkit that is designed to help you work on your business. Because as a creative, you're so often working in it. You're potentially the only person in the business. So you are making the thing, delivering the service, making the product. And it's not easy to get time to work on your business or even understand how to do that if you've just sort of fallen into it like a lot of creatives do. We follow our practice, then it turns out, hey, I can make money from this, and all of a sudden you have a business and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I work this? How do I move it forward if that's what I want to do? So this course gives you the tools to do that. So we look at things like business modeling. We look at your value, like what you're actually delivering to your customer, what your customer thinks of your product and how much they're willing to pay for it. We look at things like digital marketing, helping rather than selling. So not a hard sale session that we do. We look at how you're actually helping your customer through delivering the product or service that you do and how you have conversations around that to make money from your practice and the thing that you do. We look at customer personas. We dig into everything that you need to know about starting or moving your business forward or accelerating the business that you've already got. So anyone at any stage can come to us and you will get something from every single tool that we give you. And I know that Ian, we were speaking before this started, and one of the things that you get along the way of the course is advice. So it's changed since you were on the course, actually. It's called Agitation now. I think when you first did the course, Ian, it was mentors that you spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that anymore. We call it Agitation for the very reason that a mentor implies an advisor, someone who understands your business inside and out. And the people that we work with on program are brilliant, but they're very busy people and they can give you maybe like an hour or so to sit down and chat about your business and really focus on you. But they don't have all of the experience that you have in your particular creative field. So what these people can do is poke and prod you, ask you questions about how you're going to make money from your product, how well you really know your customer, how you're going to move your business forward. And they will give you different viewpoints that you wouldn't consider because they come from lots of different backgrounds. So it's not about sitting down and getting advice from someone. It's about hearing someone's opinion and galvanizing yourself and saying, yes, this works for my business. Or actually, you know what? I see that point, but no, that's not for me. And throughout this whole process, you're with other people that you can discuss it with. And of course, there's myself, who along the course of the program, as well as just sort of organizing spaces and making sure that people are where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there, which takes a lot of work. I'm there to really understand what our creatives are going through. So I'm there to kind of work with you in making those decisions and asking you questions around the questions you've been asked by the agitators. So it's a lot of thinking. It's not a quick dip in, oh, I'll learn a little bit about this today. It's really considering how you can take these tools and use them on your creative business.
Well, I mean, of course, you're looking for a certain level of dedication. I mean, this course is free. So you're looking for proper, you know, people, not just to dip in and dip out. It's look, we need you for these 12 weeks and we want people who are dedicated and people who are passionate about taking this forward. It's not a dip your toe and if I don't like it, I'll just walk away job, is it?
Yeah. And that's the thing, because I think I'm really sensitive to that, actually, because we're creating a community. I say we're creating it, you know, it's happening. The community is there and we're inviting people in. So what I need to know before you come on the program is that you're really committed to growing, to understanding that this process isn't just like you say, it's not just to dip your toe in and see. It's, you know, commit to it. Commit to the things that feel difficult and uncomfortable in it. Commit to the things that are brilliant and amazing. But it is about committing to, above everything else, yourself. If you decide that you're going to work on your creative business, you want to move your practice forward, you want to, yeah, you want to move things on, then you need to put in the time and do the work. And I say put in the time and do the work, I make it sound super intense. And it is. But it's 2 days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. And this time we are online. So we were previously, when you did it, Ian, we were in the AK Bell Library.
Yeah.
And then at the start of 2020, that beautiful year that we all find ourselves in, we were in the Creative Exchange in, well, we were in the famous Gross Ideas Centre within the Creative Exchange.
And, which is the new building in Perth, isn't it? The old school.
Yeah. I think it was old St. John's Primary.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And now it's the Wasps building, the Creative Exchange with all the studios and our cool, amazing state-of-the-art centre with 3D printers and laser cutters and all of this amazing stuff. We were in there for 3 weeks and then lockdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thank you, COVID.
I know, right? So we moved the entire programme online. So when we start in September, we're online again, which is a kind of double-edged sword, because I think some people will find that, you know what, I can commit to 2 mornings a week and then some afternoon sessions quite easily if I don't have to leave the house because of childcare or whatever. But what it does mean is that we're not as connected in a physical space. On program. So yeah, I think the next one could potentially open out to quite a lot of different people who may not have otherwise been able to make it in.
That's a really good thing though, in a way, isn't it? That's you you know, opening up to a new range of people without even meaning to do that, which is fab. That, because I do remember looking at the course, I remember when I was saying that I didn't apply straight away, I thought wasn't for me. And part of that was childcare, current commitments to jobs and stuff like that. So yeah, to be able to take that away. And right now, of course, is a really good time to be looking at that. Mm-hmm. So no, it sounds really interesting.
And the thing is, especially that wonderful COVID thing.
The Rona.
Yeah, the Rona. I love that. That's my favourite term for it. That will have maybe stalled some people's creative practice. It might have actually boosted some others. So, you know, at the moment, it's actually quite a critical time for a lot of creative people. And using this course is a great way to figure out what's next. To kind of look and say, well, this is what I've done. This is what I would like to do. How do I change that? How do I make it work in the time that we're living in? So it is a really good opportunity to look at all of that stuff as well, and to be able to commit to something that you might not otherwise have been able to do if it was in person.
Absolutely. On the note of who it's for, then, sorry, Stoby, I'm just taking over here.
Fire in.
the who it is. So actually, Lynn, can you list a few types of businesses or people that you're after for this course?
Yes. Well, anyone with a creative practice, anyone who's running a business in the creative sector, and that is huge. The Scottish Government has a list of 12 different sectors within the creative sphere on their website. I think it's 12. Don't quote me on that. and we'll take anyone from there. So we're looking at businesses from kind of the people that we've been working with at the moment have been mostly startups, and it's mostly mm-hmm. been individuals with a creative practice. And I think that's because that's what there is in Perth and Perth and Kinross and in and around Dundee in the Tay Cities region. Mm. A lot of single creatives doing their thing and setting up sole trader businesses. And that's amazing. So we've worked with people who have all sorts of practices, from fine artists to illustrators to musicians, easy for me to say. on the last course, we had a bubble performer, which is just amazing.
So back the truck up. You had a what?
I know, right? Bubble performer. So
okay.
I met her at the Edinburgh Festival, and she takes shows down to the Edinburgh Fringe every year. Unfortunately, not this year, but she did use the programme to pivot, which is brilliant. So she also offers science education for kids in schools, parties, all sorts of things, but mostly she blows bubbles and talks how amazing they are, and it's just so cool. Totally amazing.
What a totally different, you know, compared to like the course I was on, for example. That is so out there, in as much as, I mean, what we're talking about earlier, isn't it? Imposter syndrome. You know, this isn't a business. This isn't a, well, no, it can be.
Yeah.
And you know, like I know a local performer as well who does very well in that sort of sense with fire breathing and, you know, stilt work and all that sort of stuff.
Awesome.
So don't ever underestimate the value of what you can bring to an event or to whatever it is.
Oh my days, yeah, that's the thing. We also had cohort 4. We had a specialist in stage fighting. So he teaches people how to hurt people on stage but not really hurt them. And that was brilliant.
Combine that with the bubble person. That could be a really good combination.
I know.
Fighting bubbles.
Well, bubble guns are totally a thing, so yeah. We've had performers, we've had artists, jewelers, photographers, videographers like yourself, and everything in between. We've had architects as well. I think there's
fashion design as well. I remember a lady in our course who was doing 3D printing as part of her dressmaking, as a, you know, yes, taking things forward. Incredible stuff.
Yeah. And we've had Jolene Guthrie, who's JAG Knitwear, so she's that fashion thing as well. So yeah, we've had all sorts on the program.
Amazing.
And whatever your practice is, however weird and wonderful, bring it on, because that's so much fun to run. Like this course.
And I think that's the secret there as well, though, isn't it? The fact that I think a lot of courses and a lot of help out there are for businesses who buy stuff and sell stuff. You know, that mm-hmm. sort of traditional, I'm a retailer, I sell stuff. Whereas this course isn't about that. The people on the course, I was going to say we there, I'm not even on the course.
It's always
are passionate about, well, it is, isn't it? The royal we are passionate about that sort of thing. And we understand that as well. And Lynn, especially, because you are a creative person, you're a musician, you know, that, and there's a special understanding that goes on there. So you can come on this course and not be looked at funny because you blow bubbles or because you, you know, whatever it may be. And I think that's the key to the course, is the understanding of the people that you take on.
That's it. I was actually just writing a blog this morning about that very thing. So thank you for getting that. Yeah, I guess because I have that creative background, so I came to this job through a whole wonderful, weird, amazing different avenues. But I have in the past worked as a press and marketing officer for a fringe venue. So I've worked with theatre companies looking to refine their messages for when they're out on the Royal Mile flying at the Edinburgh Festival. If that's something you're familiar with, you'll know what a nightmare it is to be on the Royal Mile.
Yes,
I've actually been doing it before, doing the flyer in, and it's tough work. Like,
it's really tough, and you've got to know what it is that you want to say to people, and you have to know who your market is and make snap judgments about people on the street, which is quite, it's a absolute crash course in marketing. If I could get people to do it, just
I remember saying to people, like, come and see our show, and they're like, what's it about? And I'm like, and then in my head I'm like, how do I summarize this really quickly? And I was just like, you'll just have to come and see it.
it's good
marketing fail.
Come and see it. But that's the thing, so I used to work with people, so when they went out on the mile they would know what they were saying, because I know how much of a nightmare it is. What was your show? What were you flying for?
It was back in 2012. It was called Streets the Musical.
Okay.
And it was great. Like, we were on for a week, and that, so we were out in the street like every single day in our like costumes, which was kind of tracksuit tops and baseball caps and stuff like that, and trying to approach people who were body swerving us rather rapidly.
Can't think why.
The Fringe experience is totally amazing. Like, it's just
unreal.
It's one of the best. I'm going to miss it this year.
I love going there for the photographic side of things, you know, the street performers, the busyness of it, and like the flying people as well, because they're out pushing what they do. It's an incredible atmosphere to be in. As much as I hate crowds, it is the ideal crowd for me.
Yeah, totally. It's just, it is something else. And it's going to be so sad that it's not on this year.
Oh, I know. Got it. I try to get down most years, not to a show per se, but just to get, you know, soak up the environment.
Yeah, because it's magic. It is actually magic. Yeah,
totally is.
So that's where I started doing all of the sort of creative, kind of helping people refine their messages and stuff. That's where I got that skill from. But I am a performer. Can't remember why we started talking about the Fringe, but we're here now. So
creative people. Yeah. Understanding that as well. Absolutely. So, but yeah, for me, the course has done so much for me. And, you know, as we've already talked about the camaraderie, the, you know, that for me was actually the biggest thing that came from the course. I got really good advice. I think the one bit of advice I got was, I spoke to a risk mitigator, and I'm sorry, whoever you were, because I can't remember your name because I'm terrible with names.
I think it was one of our agitators, Jeff.
We talked about how I didn't have premises at the time, and I went from the start of the course of not having premises, and 12 weeks later, on my end pitch that you have to do, I had the keys in my hand to my office.
Yes! That's so good. So,
so for me, it was that what he actually said to me was, I think you're taking a bigger risk by not having premises than you are by having them. And I asked him to explain that. And he talked about the fact that, you know, businesses take other businesses more seriously when you have premises. Mm-hmm. And I quadrupled my turnover year one.
You can't hear me smiling, but I'm smiling so hard.
not my profit, but my turnover. And what it basically meant was people who I'd never really been able to engage with before suddenly opened their eyes a little bit more to my business and what I could offer. And I think working from home, you definitely get a certain level of, you get frowned upon to a degree because you're not taking this seriously. You could just walk away from your business tomorrow. So you can imagine me making your website and I just suddenly quit the next day. It's much less likely to happen with premises, is what people perceive. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I took his advice. I got my keys from offices, and literally on the podium in the library, I was in that big stadium bit in the library. I was sitting there and I was talking to everyone over the what do you call it, the lectern, about how I now have the keys to my offices in my hand, you know, with almost a tear in my eye going, oh my God, you know. And that's what the course did for me. You know, that giving me that confidence, that little kick up the backside to go, you can do this. In fact, you already are doing this. So why are you not taking it that step further? So my 5-year plan to have premises turned into a 5-week plan.
God, so good.
It is, isn't it? And I'm not saying it was any one person in the course that did that. It was the course as a whole that provided that confidence and that move forward for me, that boost forward. And it's fab. It's absolutely fab. I will personally recommend the course to anyone who's thinking about it. And actually, I went to a meet thing before with where Karen was there and they talked about the course and who wants to apply. Is there anything like that, Lynn, this time?
Yes, there is. So we're doing it all online, of course. So the dates are... Hang on a second. I'm just going to turn the pages of my diary because we set it this morning. So I think they're every Wednesday in August, barring the first one. Yeah, so I'm going to have one on the 12th of August, the 19th of August, and the 26th of August is going to be the information sessions.
And what do they look like? What is that? Is that a Zoom call?
Maybe a Zoom call. There'll be myself and some of our alumni there as well to kind of chat to potential cohort folk.
I don't remember my invite, Lynn.
It's literally just come today and I'm inviting you right now. That would be amazing because you're...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's properly inspiring work for the course. So thank you. There'll be alumni there, including yourself.
I'm busy that day. I'm joking.
And we'll just have a chat about the course and what can be expected and what's expected throughout the application process.
And of course, that's a no obligation. That is just come along, have a chat, let's see if it's for you or not. And I think that's the mega part for me as well. It was a couple of hours in the library, we showed up, we talked, and at that point you can make really good decisions of whether it is for you or not. So if you are listening to this and you are sitting going, oh, it might not be for me, just join this Zoom session, have a look. Just come and listen to what's been said and see if it is for you or not.
And also chat, if you have any, and I know it's really difficult, especially on Zoom when it's hard to read a room and it's challenging to kind of put yourself out there, especially if it's with people that you haven't met before. This way of networking and talking to people that we've not met on computers is really strange. It's really jarring. But what I would ask is that you just come along and maybe just type something in the chat bar to me privately if you don't want to speak out. There is no right or wrong way to engage with this thing, but just if you do come, please engage. You know, keep your video on if you can, and chat, whether it's, you know, verbally or in the chat bar, anything like that. You know, we're here to kind of allay any fears or kind of apprehensions about coming on this sort of program, because it is a big deal. It's a big commitment to make, to say, you know what, I'm going to do something and I'm going to change what my business looks like at the moment, because that is what this is for. It is a big commitment and it can be really scary, but I swear that we are the friendliest bunch of folk.
I can attest to that.
Thank you, Ian. It would have been terrible if you'd said the opposite right there.
She's a liar. No, I'm joking.
So just finally then, Lynn, with that information sessions, how do people get involved with those, and subsequently if they want to apply, how do they apply for the course?
So with the info sessions, there will be words of those coming out on Elevator UK's Facebook, our LinkedIn as well. So it's at Elevator UK, and it'll be all be on our website too very shortly. What I can do is share any links and things that you have with you guys, so you can then put that out to the folk that listen to the podcast, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
They have that direct link there. And the application process is sort of two-stage. You don't have to come to one of the info sessions. What you can do is, if you really want to, is you can send me an email. It's Lynn, LYNNE, at elevatoruk.com. Just say, hey, I'm interested, and I'll phone you up for a chat. And we'll just have a wee chat on the phone. And there's no obligation, no pressure, but it's basically just for me to find out a little bit more about what you do, maybe where you want to take your business and where you've been before, and for you to find out if the course is the right sort of fit for you, so we can have a wee conversation. And if at the end of the phone call we're both like, hey, this sounds good for all of us, so if I think it'd be a good fit and you think it'd be a good fit for you, I will send you the link to the application form on the website. And the application form also covers a 3-minute video pitch that we ask you to submit, which sounds terrifying. But what we're not looking for, I mean, we could have, if you give it to us, it's great. But, you know, we're not looking for all singing, all dancing, amazing production values, explosions and all that sort of thing.
Oh, Michael Bay stuff. Yes. Okay. Lens flares and blow up.
Doves flying out from behind you. If that doesn't happen, that's okay. Basically, just a little bit of you talking about your practice, talking about your business, maybe showing us your studio, where you work, just so we get a handle on, you know, where you're coming from and how we can best help you. And that's really the thing. All the questions that we ask, all the engagement that we have is just about how do we help? How can we help you make the most of your creative practice in your business? Because that's what we're here to do. And that's what I'm really passionate about. And helping more folk do it is just a bit of a joy, really. So yeah, don't be shy. Apply. It rhymed. That was good.
Oh, oh, I like that.
You heard it here first. Don't be shy. Apply.
Oh God, that's awful.
Should we patent that now? You know, patent pending. All
right. Yeah, absolutely. Market. I'll get my IP lawyers on the go.
That's the name of this episode.
Absolutely. Oh, it's definitely going in there. Well, what we'll do is we'll get a link underneath here. So if you look at us on our where do we put this? Stobie, this is your job. Where does this?
Wherever you subscribe. So either on Anchor, where we upload to, or, you know, Podbean or Spotify, wherever. Wherever you subscribe, it should be in the episode notes.
Excellent. There we go. Lynn, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Oh, you guys too. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ian, for being a brilliant walking advert for the programme.
I'll send the bill later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you guys so much.
Cheers, folks.
Bye.
Wasn't that fab, Stobie? What a great interview. I mean, Lynn is so obviously passionate about what she does for other people on this course.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part about that interview was it was like 5% me. So there was very little me in there at all, and it was great.
but I definitely think that if you're in doubt, come along virtually to one of these sessions where you'll find out more about the course. It's an hour of your time, folks. If you are in a creative industry in any sense at all, just have a think about it. Come and have a listen.
Yeah.
Talk to them. I think they could actually help you. And I know other businesses that I've put onto this, and they've been helped by this as well. So, and by the sounds of it, I'm going to be on the course.
Yeah.
Not taking part, but actually helping people.
Yeah, you muscled your way in on that one.
I know. Subtle. But there we go, folks. That was episode 16, The Creative Accelerator. We'll be back next time with more news, and hopefully we can get out and start talking to some shop owners and find out what's going on. And of course, if you actually run a shop, or if you run events or whatever, tag us, let us know what's going on, and we'll mention you.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on all the social medias at The Perth Podcast. You can find us on anchor.fm, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from, Google, you'll get us there.
And you should subscribe, people. Subscribe.
And you can find us and all the other great podcasts from the Fair City Podcast Network at fcpod.net.
fcpod.net. Sorry, that was a bit cheesy. I'm going to stop that now.
Yeah, please do.
So that was it. We'll see you next time, folks. Thank you very much.
Thanks.